This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you find yourself in the workplace, or you're a student, or an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're just somebody who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. Now, what is faith? According to the Bible, when you read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And also from the book of Hebrews, it explains why is faith important. It says in verse 6, chapter 11, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, then the next question that we ask is, how do you get faith? And from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, says, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we actually now have a website. It's mark5ministries.com. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we continue to welcome your prayer requests. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Have you thought about your child's education this fall? Well, now is the perfect time to explore your options. The Covenant School invites kids pre-K through 12 to spend a day with them this spring. Covenant families will tell you it is an exceptional place to learn and grow. Schedule a tour and get to know the Covenant School, where a strong Christian liberal arts and sciences education and vibrant culture create a community of learners and leaders. Call 220-7330 or visit covenantschool.org. Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On March 21st at 9 a.m., the Junior League of Charlottesville is hosting their annual Kids in the Kitchen event at the Boys and Girls Club on Cherry Avenue in Charlottesville. UVA Nano Days Open House will be on March 21st from 9 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon at Wilsdorf Hall at UVA. The Crozet Community Orchestra will present a free concert March 22nd at Crozet Baptist Church starting at 4 p.m. And the 21st Annual Virginia Festival of the Book will be held on March 18th through the 22nd at locations throughout Charlottesville. More than 300 authors will attend. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. And with us on the program, we have Greg Dickerson. Greg is a local real estate entrepreneur who's going to share with us the topic today, faith and business. Greg, thanks for being on the show.
Jeff, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, business is not easy, as you and I have come to appreciate, especially when you're involved in real estate. And you have a very diverse real estate background. You've, of course, been a realtor, helping people buy and sell real estate. You've been a big-time developer, been a huge success as a builder and contractor, and real estate has been a challenge the last 6 or 7 years. And so we wanted to talk with you today about your faith journey, and then we wanted to kind of talk about how your faith has helped you during the challenges of running a business when, gosh, business is so hard.
Yeah, I've seen both sides of that road, the highs and the lows, mm-hmm. and the good times and the bad times. And, the interesting thing, about the journey, when you talk about faith in business and the real estate business and building business in general, I mean, it's people. It's emotional. It's relational. It's a very difficult business because, especially as in real estate, you're dealing with people that have to move. Things are emotional. There's timelines, there's deadlines, there's movers, there's all kinds of things at stake with, rental properties, income properties. You have cash flow at stake, and there's just a number of things. So, stuff can get off track quickly and you can easily lose perspective. But the interesting thing about faith is it makes it easier to keep all things in perspective because, at the end of the day, everything that we have, everything we are is all from God. Everything is on loan from God. So when you take an eternal perspective on business, it's a little easier to get through the day and to, shoulder some of those shots that you take throughout the day, throughout the week, and some of the rough times. It's all relative.
Let me ask you this. You talked about the highs and lows, and of course, the real estate business, 2003, 2004, 2005 into 2006, those were really some terrific years from a profit margin standpoint. But then along comes, the beginning of the crash as you get into 7, 8, and 9. Was it harder on you faith-wise in terms of being aware of your faith when you were at the top? Or was it harder on you faith-wise when the crash came and you found yourself, really struggling business-wise? Where was it harder on you faith-wise?
That's an interesting question. I had a strong faith all the way through my entire career. And it actually, my career as a real estate entrepreneur began at the same time my faith journey began, when I really started to embrace my faith and really cultivate a relationship with Christ. And those two coincided. And I went in the Navy right out of high school, self-educated, didn't go to college. So I've learned everything the hard way. Read a lot of books, did a lot of trial and error, didn't have any mentors. I mean, literally it was God, me, and a lot of mistakes. And, that's how I learned. So those two journeys coincided. And as I went along, I always felt God's presence. I always felt God looking out for me. He was a partner in business with me. It was somebody that I envisioned in the seat of my truck next to me all day, every day, that I could talk to. And when something would happen or there was a discussion or decision, it was, all right, God, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? Jesus, I know you're here with me. We got to figure this out. So that was my journey the whole way. And it's funny, I used to tell people, because no matter what business you're in, when you become successful, there's an assumption that it happened overnight. Mm. So people don't look at the 18 years before, I made it to where I was headed. They look at where I ended up. So I used to tell people, because they would say, oh, it's easy for you to have faith. You have everything. And I'd say, yeah, it looks that way, but there was a journey. And if I lost it all today, I would still be just as happy, the same guy, because, I do have my faith. It wouldn't affect that one bit. And the interesting thing was that was put to the test. So I was stripped of just about everything, like a lot of people, through 2009 and the recession. Lost all my net worth. I lost several of my properties. I had to scramble, had to do a lot of things. It's interesting. We had Kurt Richardson in town recently, founder of Otterbox. He was on your show. And he said, I went bankrupt 3 times in my career but never filed the paperwork. I know exactly what that feels like, because I was right there where, I could have easily filed bankruptcy and walked away from everything. But instead, I just went back to work, went to work harder, and rebuilt myself and reinvented myself and, made it through. And what got me through was the confidence in things that I hoped for, my faith. I knew God was with me. I knew there was a reason that things were happening the way they were happening. And I knew that there was a huge door at the end of the one that was closing. A much bigger door was being opened. And I knew that ultimately these challenges that I was facing were going to be for my growth physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and in the business world. So when you look at things from an eternal perspective, you know, yeah, it hurts right now and things may be difficult now, but I know 6 months, 1 year, 5 years down the road, what I'm going through now is going to be so instrumental in my development from a faith perspective, from a business perspective, that I can really look back on those times and say, you know, boy, that was pure joy when I was going through those trials.
Count it all joy.
Of any kind. Mm. So I understand that intimately. So, you know, my faith wasn't more challenging in one situation versus the other, but I did find myself a lot of times, as you well know, asking God, why on earth is this happening? What did I do? Mm-hmm. You can find yourself, no matter where your faith is, asking those questions, but then you very quickly rein it in and realize, you know what, God's in control. I have to trust Him. And if I am serious about my faith, then I need to be comfortable in all situations. I know what it's like to have plenty. I know what it's like to have nothing. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
What I found in my faith journey is when things were going really well, although I had faith as an adult, I found when things were going really well, my faith was not nearly as active as it is today. And so when you go through challenges and, you know, you've been through your challenges, and I think that's why you and I get along so well. You've been through your challenges. I've been through mine. And I know that there were times for me, business-wise, you know, and I've shared this on this program, is that, you know, I had a former family member who went to prison, both state and federal prison, for embezzlement. And so I had a lot of business challenges that were thrown into my lap. A storm, if you will. And if you are going to survive an extreme storm, you have to really have something to anchor you, or you're going to get blown all over the place. And that's where I found that my faith in Jesus really became the anchor. And I had to really kind of strip myself down. You know, you start throwing things overboard. I really had to kind of strip things down to get to the place where I said, you know, God, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but it doesn't feel really good right now. But I know that you have a plan for me. So I went all the way back down into His Word, and I said, you know, according to Jeremiah 29:11, you have a plan for me, and it's a plan not to harm me, but a plan to help me, a plan for good. So you have a good plan for me. And so I had to find my footing and my anchor and my stronghold on God's promises and God's word. So I went back and I started devouring God's word. And then, as you mentioned, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you start getting a little bit of, you know, now you have your footing and you can kind of start building up from there. And as what you probably found is, I had kind of one storm in my life, but then that was kind of like ground zero of the storm. But then there were these other smaller storms, but equally challenging. And every time that I had to kind of face another storm, or in our household, we said, you know, kind of another lion, you know, Peter in his letters talks about how the enemy is roaming like a lion looking to devour you. You know, that's a situation that, if you find yourself in it, and many people in real estate have found themselves in that situation, you can go back into God's Word, get your foundation, get your footing, and then build your life back up from there. And what I found is, as you mentioned, it becomes a joyful situation, because anything that brings you closer to the Lord ends up bringing you a joyful situation. So it's interesting how you and I, you know, again, when things are going well, you don't necessarily have to really strengthen your faith. But when you're faced with challenges, and in my case, I really felt like I had nowhere else to go. I said, you know, God, it's you and me, and what's it going to be here? And, you know, I found my strength that way. You're also a guy who likes to dig into God's word. Is there any other kind of scripture or promises that you were able to lean on? And we're going to take a break here in just a second.
Yeah, that's one. You know, the other big one is, if God is for me, who can be against me? And, you know, it's easy to have faith when things are going well. You know, God is interested in a people who can have faith when they face the loss of all things. That's what gets God's attention. And when you look at those two verses, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And with God, if God is for me, who can be against me? You know, those two verses sustain me through a lot of things, because you can get down on yourself and, you know, the woe is me. Why is this happening? You know, what did I do to deserve this? But when you think about the creator of the universe looking down on our situation, you know, it has to be humorous, right? For him to look at us complaining about, you know, we lost a house here, we lost an opportunity there, a little money here, a little something there. You know, which is what we really complained about at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. We lost some money. So when you look at things from an eternal perspective, and when you look at things from the perspective of the creator of the universe, which obviously we could never comprehend his ways are not our ways. But when you start to take a look from that perspective, all things are on loan from God. We don't own any of this. We're not taking it with us. We are only entrusted with a certain amount here, and with great wealth comes great responsibility. So when you start to take that eternal perspective and you start to look at that, then you can connect the dots and see the lessons and really understand why God is pleased with a person who can hold on to their faith when they're faced with the loss of everything.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On March 21st at 9 a.m., the Junior League of Charlottesville is hosting their annual Kids in the Kitchen event at the Boys and Girls Club on Cherry Avenue in Charlottesville. UVA Nano Days Open House will be on March 21st from 9 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon at Wilsdorf Hall at UVA. The Crozet Community Orchestra will present a free concert March 22nd at Crozet Baptist Church starting at 4 p.m. And the 21st Annual Virginia Festival of the Book will be held on March 18th through the 22nd at locations throughout Charlottesville. More than 300 authors will attend. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com. Have you thought about your child's education this fall? Well, now is the perfect time to explore your options. The Covenant School invites kids pre-K through 12 to spend a day with them this spring. Covenant families will tell you it is an exceptional place to learn and grow. Schedule a tour and get to know the Covenant School, where a strong Christian liberal arts and sciences education and vibrant culture create a community of learners and leaders. Call 220-7330 or visit covenantschool.org.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Greg Dickerson. Greg is a real estate entrepreneur who's seen the highs and lows that go along with being a real estate entrepreneur. And we're talking about today faith in business, or in other words, relying on God's promises when you are in business. And I tell you, Greg, I've really had to do that the last few years in real estate. I want to talk about one of the verses that comes to mind right now for me, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says the words, "The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so that you may have and enjoy life, life to the full, or an overflowing life." So I found myself, you know, I read those words, and I certainly understood the whole part about the enemy coming to steal, kill, and destroy. I got that part. I experienced that part. And then So when I was going through the challenges, I had many conversations with God and Jesus and asked, so what's this business about the overflowing life? When is that going to happen, and how does that happen? And I just found that the more time that I spent in God's Word, the less the kind of worries and anxieties and paranoias of the day could get to me. And it was the Apostle Paul talks about it in his book, his letter to the Ephesians. He talks about the shield of faith. It's as if there was a shield that was kind of placed over me, and that the enemy who was trying to get at me through worry and anxiety, because, you know, there was a lot of things going wrong in the biggest storm of my life, a lot of things going wrong. But I was able to, as I really kind of focused on Jesus, I was able to, the book of Hebrews talks about fixing your eyes on Jesus. And again, as I mentioned earlier, that became the anchor for me to steady myself and keep myself moving. And you put one step in front of the other, and again, with faith, some good things happen, and you're able to, you know, kind of start turning the thing around. Talk to me from your perspective on that verse, and kind of what that means to you.
Yeah, you know, and that can be misinterpreted. So, you know, some people say, you know, I came to give life and give it abundantly, and there's prosperity doctrine out there that would say, oh, that means God wants you to be rich. And, you know, what we're talking about here today, you know, the richness and the fullness in Christ isn't always necessarily monetary or you know, things. It's your spirit, your joy. So when the enemy comes to steal and destroy, we're talking about joy. He comes to take your happiness. Now, that may be by taking money, it may be by other things, but most often it's by planting those lies, those thoughts in your head that deceive you, that make you think, oh, so-and-so cheated me and I need to get back to him. And you know, you can have these thoughts that enter your head, and then you just start going down that rabbit hole, as you like to say. Mm-hmm. You know, one of your talks that you gave talked about going down that rabbit hole where people start dwelling on something and it's totally untrue. It's just not even accurate. And what you think may have happened, the other person may not even be aware that something happened. So that's where that deception comes in, that the enemy is seeking to devour. He's seeking to steal and destroy. He wants to take away our joy. He wants to take away our happiness. He wants to take away our life abundant that Christ came here and died to give us, that armor of God that we have, that shield that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that shield is the Bible. It's the Word. We have a book that every day that we can look at and say and put to the test any situation and any response to any situation, is this biblical? So when you talk about those verses and you talk about the lies and you talk about, you know, the shield and the armor of God, all we have to really do is take a look at the Bible, apply those situations, and ask ourselves, is it biblical? Is my response to this biblical? Because, you know, it doesn't matter what happens to us. It matters what we do about it and our response to those situations. All we have to do is put them to the test. Is it biblical? Where it comes into a challenge in the business world is that so many of us in the business world think there's a different set of rules. Well, this is business. It doesn't count. I can go wherever I want. I can sell, you know, myself short over here because it's just business. It doesn't really matter. When I go home, that's the real me. Mm. That's the real person when I'm in church on Sunday and, you know, 3 or 4 hours a night every day after work. Well, you know, what do you do with the other 50 to 60 hours, that other, you know, 60 to 70% of your life that you spend at work? You know, that doesn't count. You know, all of that time, all of that investment, all of those relationships, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, I really am interested in faith in the business, in the workforce, because, you know, there is a ministry there. There is a mission field there. There is an opportunity there, you know, to really share and express your faith in a way and put to the test the daily interactions. Is this biblical?
Let's talk about this for a second, because I think you and I probably both experienced this. During some of the challenges that I've experienced in the business world, unfortunately, you sometimes find yourself experiencing some betrayal, in the sense that, you know, some of your friends who are kind of hangers-oners, if you will, when things are going well, when the challenges come, they leave, and our, you know, our feelings get hurt. And so you experience that betrayal. And, you know, kind of where I was going with that is that, you know, there are times when you feel isolated and you feel lonely. And then when you finally turn around and start to live in and on the promise that Jesus says that I will never leave you or forsake you, you're able to say, you know, I was able to sort of reconcile that by this. I really believe that God brings certain people into your life for a reason. Like, I think several years, 3 or 4 years ago, I didn't even know you. And now we're good friends. And so I think there's a reason for that. But I think that God also, in his way, I think he removes people from our lives for a reason. And although it may be painful at times, because sometimes, you know, a loss of a friendship or what you thought was a friendship, that can be painful. But I think if you just trust God on that, that the people that you're with, there's a reason for it. And then the other lesson that I've learned from it is, you know, certainly all throughout the Bible, is what the enemy meant for bad, God can turn around and use that for good. Talk to me about that in your life.
Yeah, well, you know, I've gone through it all. So I faced, you know, the business challenges and the financial challenges of 2009 and beyond. You know, I was divorced. I am divorced and, you know, went through a, you know, after a 23-year marriage, ended up divorced. So I've gone through that. I've gone through, you know, all types of situations to where I've faced the trials of many kinds. I've had some health things that I had to face and deal with. So I had all that kind of all at the same time in 2009. And, you know, it's really interesting that you talk about, you know, God orchestrating steps and people and things. And just the way I ended up in Charlottesville from Outer Banks of North Carolina, where I came from, I was very deeply rooted there. And it took a lot to get me here. And then the people that I've come in contact with here and the things and the fruit that has been born from that and out of that and the things that are happening, you know, it is all God ordained. And, you know, God absolutely puts people in your life. Mm-hmm. He can absolutely remove them, too. So when we surrender that and we give it up, you know, to God and we just use that eternal perspective on all things, it makes it a little bit easier to weather the storm and look at things and understand, you know, what's, you know, what's happening to us, or at least try to, and, you know, get that comfort, you know, as we go through the day, you know, in terms of, you know, what it is that God actually wants for us, because that can be kind of hard, you know, to discern sometimes, especially in the business world, because there's so much money at stake a lot of times. You talk about the betrayal and, you know, friends and things like that. When you go through a divorce, you know, you have all kinds of feelings. When you go through business challenges, you have all kinds of feelings. And what we need to do is, you know, let's look back at Christ. Okay, Christ was betrayed. Mm-hmm. You know, he was sold. He was crucified. He was spit on. He was urinated on. But on the cross, he not only gives us his promises, but he gave us the example. He said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, Christ did not turn his back on us, even though we betrayed him. Even though we do today when we sin, you know, he is not going to leave us. He's not going to turn his back on us. He's not going to forsake us. And he's not going to punish us. You know, God did not come to condemn us. He came to save us. That's what Jesus did. He is not here to judge us, condemn us, and punish us. He came here to save us.
And he gave us the example. You know, we have in a saying in our house, which I've had to practice many times, forgive them even if they're not sorry.
That's right. Somebody once asked me, can there be forgiveness for the other person if they didn't even know they did anything to you? You know.
Well, so. Jesus was the model for that. And I just want to thank you, Greg, because you've had a tremendous impact on me and many others in the Charlottesville community. Greg Dickerson, a great man of God. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. And again, if you get a chance, check out our new website, mark5ministries.com.